And we come to the end of this letter to the Colossians. Now, all the commentaries that I've read say that Paul never actually went to Colossae, but he did stay in Ephesus and was actually put in prison there. And whether he was actually in prison in Ephesus when he wrote this is unsure, but it's thought that he was probably in Rome. And this letter is the one to the Ephesians, that's the letter to Colossians and Ephesians, are thought to be written at about the same time. Other churches, another church is mentioned there as well in the reading, and that's the church at Laodicea. And I think the reason for these letters that Paul sent is because he knew how the message of truth gets slightly changed and distorted, and why this letter and the one to the Ephesians has been called the twin epistle to the Ephesians, because it was thought that these letters were circulated between them. The contents of the two letters, that is Ephesians and Colossians letters, are very similar. They're a warning of adding certain things to the truth and forgetting others. These two towns, Ephesus and Colossae, are about 100 miles apart. Laodicea is about 20 or 30 miles from Colossae, so that is certainly a little bit closer. And it is thought that the whole area was actually evangelized by Paul when he did his journeys. But as we've seen over the last weeks and things, it has been begun to be infiltrated. The message has been infiltrated with other things. They've added things like legalism by the Judaizers, and things about food and drink. If you remember going back through the things, and we'll just briefly have a look in a moment. But religious feast days, and they also said that circumcision should be something that should be added to Christianity, which is not to be. And through this letter, we can see that Paul is responding to these heresies.